Board of Trustees is hereby called to order. Ms. Phillips, will you please call the roll?
Trustee Buckner?
Present.
Trustee Goen?
Here.
Trustee Griffin?
Present.
Trustee Harper?
Here.
Trustee Hatch?
Present.
Trustee Smith?
Here.
Trustee Zoller?
Present.
A quorum exists for the business of the board to begin. Ms. Phillips, will you certify that a notice of this meeting has been given pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the meeting notification has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting in the Cook Administration, Student Union, and Academic Library buildings.
Thank you very much. We'll begin with one announcement. The board appreciates very much the contributions of Mr. Paul Vallis as a member of this board, and we hereby announce that Mr. Paul G. Vallis has resigned from the Board of Chicago State Board of Trustees. The following letter was delivered on April 3rd, 2017. His letter was delivered to the governor on that date, and we appreciate so much his service and his contributions as a member of this board. At this time, we'll hear from our interim president, Mr. Cecil Lucy, will give greetings and expressions at this time.
Good morning to the Board of Trustees, Chairman Hatch, to our faculty, staff, administrators, and guests, and students, of course. On this day, we find ourselves in a country now, I understand, at war in Syria. We find ourselves in a country that's divided. We find ourselves in a state that is divided. We find ourselves in a city that is divided. And unfortunately, historically, we found ourselves at a university, the Chicago State University, also divided. Is that in the best interest of our students? No, no it isn't. At some point, we have to move forward in a unified front, in total alignment with the students, the staff, the faculty, the administration, and the Board of Trustees. Given the fact that we know we have a budget impasse with the state of Illinois, we've made tremendous sacrifices as it relates to eliminating over 300 positions in this university. We must rebuild. We must give the students the educations that they pay for, and we must change the public narrative in emphasizing the greatness that we continue to do and the successes that we continue to have. So with that in mind, I just challenge each and every one of you that we should all do truly what is in the best interest of our students and the university as we move forward. So I bring you greetings to this board meeting and welcome, and we will talk to you later. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. President. I want to acknowledge on behalf of the board a wonderful letter that we received, I believe, from some members of the Alumni Council, appreciating that we have put the public comment section early in the day at this part of the meeting. So we appreciate your appreciation of that. So at this time, let's do our public and employee comments. At the outset of the meeting here, we're going to ask that you would limit those comments to 2 minutes. And we're going to ask Ms. Phillips to call the names of those persons who have signed up.
Michael Slakowski.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, board members, faculty, colleagues, guests. My name is Michael Slakowski. I'm the director of the Center for Teaching and Research Excellence here at Chicago State University, and I didn't think that my comments would fit so well with Mr. Lucy's opening statement, but one of the things that I'm very proud to say, the CTRE has been working with our colleagues at DePaul University, Loyola University, College of Lake County, etc., to offer opportunities for faculty development and academic advising development. We've also been working with our professional associations to better higher education in the state of Illinois. Also, our department submitted a proposal for an online campus to allow our students to have a greater opportunity at learning and also to help increase enrollment. And we promised that the provost that we would have a mock-up of the new online campus portal 2 weeks from yesterday's Provost Council meeting. And I want to thank you for your commitment and your time, and wanted to let you know that we as staff are doing everything that we can to keep Chicago State strong and thriving in this community. Yes. Thank you. Right. Thank you.
Lori Walter.
Good morning. I will keep this very brief. It is my understanding that the board is going to name an interim president today. If that is the case, all that we as faculty would ask is that it be someone whom we can respect and with whom we can work. I plan to retire in August. Name somebody that is so wonderful that I change my mind. Kidding. Kidding. But name somebody that is so wonderful that I regret leaving. Thank you. Thank you.
Betty Millsap.
Good morning to the board and the board members, the trustees, and to the people in the audience. I represent the community and the youth of the city of Chicago. Today is quite a day. And I think our young people, our older people, our middle-aged people would like to see the spirit of integrity in this room, also the spirit of excellence. And my prayer is that today we have the spirit of excellence. We need someone to lead the university with the correct credentials, that has integrity, that wants to work hard. And like I said before, forgetting those things that are behind, we need to work as a new organization and a new group. Also, I talked with another college president, and I think we need to come together with some ideas to raise some additional revenue to save our school. Let's act in the spirit of integrity and excellence. Thank you. Amen.
William Rainovich.
First off, wherever that sound, whoever's recording, it's going to be very distracting to speak while that's going on. I don't know if you're hearing it. But there's a sound that is, someone is recording, and there's a 3 second delay. It was bothering me, so I don't want to have that go on when I'm talking. Hi, I'm William Jason Ravitch. I'm on faculty at Chicago State University. And I don't have any prepared statements, but I want to say a few things. One is about seven, first of all, your comments are really well received, President Lucy. And it was a really great sentiment. And I think I'm going to be able to, of course, I'm a cynic. I have some cantankerous things that I usually say. First thing I want to say is this, is 7 or 8 years ago, I was at a luncheon with the Board of Trustees over in that room. It was one of those formal things that was allowed. And I said something that I think was very important. And I think it's apropos to what you're saying, what you said. I said that the board is sort of like the brains of the university. And I try to make some analogy as like the faculty is the heart and the blood is the students. And it starts with you. And I hope, I'm gonna try my best no matter what you decide to support what you're gonna decide today. And I've tried my best. I've been going to these meetings off and on for about 7 or 8 years. And there have been times where I've not been pleased, but half the time I'm not pleased with what anyone does. I'm a very judgmental person, sorry. I apologize. But the thing is, it starts with you. And I think the main important thing is the faculty, and I'm gonna speak on behalf of the faculty for a moment, although I have no right to. I know many faculty who very much care about this institution, including myself. The third thing I wanna say is, and this is the most important part of this, is it's not about the faculty, it's not about the staff, it's not about the administration, and it's not about you. The decisions that you make affect, I'm going to be now possessive, my students. And I will tell you this, don't forget, I am cantankerous. I disagree with a lot of people a lot of times. I hate a lot of things that are growing on in this country, as you say. Whatever you decide will impact the students, and it has impacted the students for the past 15 years, and at times your decisions have not, in my opinion, been helpful to the students. At times it has been. Thank you.
Cynthia Powell.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Chicago State University Board of Trustees. My name is Cynthia Powell, and I am a member of the Chicago State University Coalition and Chicago State University Community Caucus Advisory Council. This morning, I am speaking on behalf of Dr. Carmen Palmer, co-chair of Chicago State University Coalition and Chicago State University Community Caucus Advisory Council. Representing the voice of the CSU Coalition, we have gone on record and strongly recommending that the Board of Trustees reinstate Dr. Thomas Calhoun as the president of Chicago State University. Included in the packet you just received are two documents that support that statement. The first document is a letter dated September 16, 2016, addressed to the CSU Board of Trustees seated at that time. And a second letter is dated September 21st, 2016, addressed to Governor Rauner and hand-delivered to his Springfield office by a CSU coalition member. The reinstatement of Dr. Thomas Calhoun makes sense in many different ways. From the economic perspective, saving in salaries and saving in cost of a national alone will validate the benefit reinstating President Calhoun. From the qualifications perspective, Dr. Calhoun brings highly qualified leadership that our university so sorely needs. From the school community perspective, every constituency of the university have shown great support for the reinstatement of President Calhoun through letter writings, survey, demonstrations, and petitions. From the writing a wrong perspective, President Calhoun was denied his opportunity to demonstrate his leadership ability when after 30 days in the position of university president, the university was put into a financial state of exigency, and his authority to lead the university was usurped by the Management Action Committee. From the public confidence perspective, the reinstatement of President Calhoun will go a long way in restoring the public's confidence in the university. Thank you.
Patricia Steinhaus.
Good morning, Board of Trustees.
Good morning.
I'm here this morning to present a letter from the CSU Coalition in response to the Board of Trustees' decision to begin a national search. The Chicago State University Coalition continues to strongly recommend that the Board of Trustees reinstate Dr. Thomas Calhoun, who is a product of a national search, as president of the university. A national search and bringing on leadership which is unfamiliar with the university will require time that the university does not have if it is going to recover from its current state. The process of completing a national search will take 12 to 18 months. It will take another 6 months for the new administrator to acquaint him or herself with the institution. That means that at best, under this plan, leadership will not be stabilized until fall of 2018. We don't have that much time. Let me explain. Enrollment in 2010 was 7,362. Enrollment in 2015 was 5,211. That's a 30% decline in enrollment over 5 years. Enrollment in 2016 was 3,578 students, a 33% decline in 1 year. Continuing on that trajectory means that the 2017 enrollment might be 2,397 students. In 2018, 1,605 students. And those figures might be optimistic. Because as was reported to this body, in fall of 2015, we had 791 new undergraduates. In 2016, we had 297. That is a 63% drop in new undergraduates in 1 year. Despite this data, the administrative team of the university during the summer of 2016 slashed the staff of the admissions department to one field person and one clerical person. To date, neither the enrollment management office nor senior administration has provided a recruitment plan. I figure we have 90 days until July 1st, when seniors in high school put away their gowns and move on. While the Board of Trustees debates the politics of putting more in effective leadership in place, Chicago State University swirls down the drain towards gone. We already have qualified and respected leadership who is willing to step in the person of Dr. Calhoun. His reinstatement would speak volumes to members of the institution and to the community in righting a perceived wrong and restoring trust. Thank you.
Gideon Charles.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Faculty, staff, guests. I stand here before you as a proud alumni of Chicago State University. I decided to come to Chicago State University in the early 80s, and I could have gone to Howard, I could have gone to many other black institutions, but Dr. Daly, who was a politician back in Jamaica, told me to come to Chicago State, and I'm very proud to say that I came to Chicago State and I accomplished quite a lot here. While I was here, I was president of the student government. I was also captain of the soccer team. I also managed the men's basketball team under coach Bob Hallberg and Tommy Suits. So I was very proud of those accomplishments. Today I stand before you to overtly speak on my disenchantment with the former administration. By the way, I was also an adjunct faculty and I taught political science at Chicago State University. I'm a very proud West Indian. Today I stand before you to overtly speak on my disenchantment with the former administration, who conspicuously dismantled the foundation of Chicago State University. Every and anywhere there's a discussion pertaining to Chicago State University, is always in a negative context. It is disheartening, demoralizing, and debilitating to witness where this institution has reached under the myopic leadership of the former president of Chicago State University. I stand here before you today hoping the board can take the initiative to purge Chicago State University from those people who were brought here by the former administration and continue to do things to ensure that Chicago State is looked in a negative context. As a matter of fact, Chicago State in some conversation is called Chicago Scandal University. I plead with the board to address this issue and employ people who are genuinely committed to the progress and the advancement of Chicago State University and not for their own narcissistic and egotistical agenda. I can tell you this, I have worked with various heads of government both in Jamaica and in Trinidad and Tobago. And I can always go back there as a matter of fact, I just came back. I was the Deputy Chief of Staff to the Honorable Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago. And what I am seeing here at Chicago State is totally appalling. And something and someone needs to do something. And I hope the board take the initiative to implement and put people in position. And I've heard people say, Dr. Calhoun, that might be a good suggestion. But I think they need to first start by purging the university by those toxic people who are in here, who are bent on ensuring that Chicago State goes down the drain. Thank you very much.
Darren Martin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, CSU community. Good morning, Board of Trustees. Good morning, faculty, staff, and administrators. The reason why I'm here today is just to let you all know, as the Student Government Association president of the student body has many different views. There are many members of the student body that feel like they are in line with the current administration. There are members of the student body that want change from top to bottom. There are many students that want Dr. Calhoun reinstated. There are some students that want Paul Vallis to be president. Many students have many different views. There are also students that are tired of the back and forth, and it's been in the news much. And unfortunately, we can't get a clear and understanding of what's going on because we're told that we shouldn't believe in anonymous sources. We're told not to believe what we read in the paper. Well, unfortunately, some of us don't read what we believe in the paper. We actually talk and go out and canvass the community to understand things. So we do support what is going on with Chicago State as a Student Government Association. That is our support. We support whatever is working in the best interest of the students. With that being said, I implore you all to just let them know that graduation is secure. Because right now, to have a change 3 weeks before graduation, that is a scary issue. That is a scary issue for some. And the only reason why I say that is because I've had students that come and told me about that. So they may not be clear in understanding of what's going on. So please, I hope that that is addressed so therefore the students could know what's going on. Thank you.
Michael Johnson.
Good morning, board, teachers, faculty, and guests. I'm Michael Johnson. I drove 3.5 hours to get here this morning. I'm an alumni of this university. I graduated in 2004. I currently serve as president and CEO of Boys and Girls Clubs in Madison, Wisconsin. And I've been reading about what's going on in this university, and it's just heartbreaking to see what's going on here. And today you got an opportunity to begin to lay the foundation to make sure that this university is stable. When I came here in 2002, I grew up in the projects here, stayed here 23 years in Chicago Housing Authority, a product of Chicago Public Schools, graduated from Malcolm X College, and it was this university and the teachers in this university that helped me get my bachelor's degree. And it was CSU that laid that foundation that helped me get my MBA. And now I raise millions and millions and millions of dollars for kids all over this country. And our young people in this community deserve to be able to come to an institution that they can afford to come to, an institution with a strong leader, an institution that's going to make sure that, their degree means something. So I came here today because some may not agree. One of the people that you all are thinking about for a position here is Paul Vallis. Paul Vallis is somebody that I respect. It was Paul Vallis who encouraged me when I was working at Englewood High School to come to Chicago State and to get a degree from this school. He is one of the most respected urban school reform leaders in this country. Find a role that he can play, whether it's a volunteer role, an interim CAA role, he deserves to be at the table to take this university to the next level. Thank you.
Frank Horton.
Have you paid your dues? My name is Frank Horton, and I think I came before this young man just finished speaking, and I gave him this to read. I'm from the class of 64. I think Reverend Horace Smith is the class of 71. He came after me.
Well,
let me say, I came here with a different speech. I want you to read this, all the board members, to read this. This is all about Paul Vallis. Now, I know why Paul Vallis resigned. Paul Vallis resigned because they want you to appoint him a leader.
Hello.
Ma'am, I don't need amen, but go ahead. I don't see how Bruce Rudder could assimilate some black folks to come here at this university to put in Paul Vallis. Paul Vallis wrecked Chicago public schools.
Amen.
He wrecked Philadelphia. He wrecked New Orleans. He went to Bridgeport. They almost put him in jail because he falsified his credentials. Then they sent him back here to run as a lieutenant governor.
Well,
he lost to Bruce Rudder, but Bruce put him to be the overseer of this board. It's disgusting. There's no way that Reverend Hatch or Reverend Smith can face their congregation on Sunday and speak to these young black men that we have to have a guy to come in to oversee us.
That's right.
Ain't no intelligent black folks around. Paul got a bachelor's degree. I don't know. They got him in Bridgeport for falsifying his credentials. And let me tell you what else is really disgusting. We just had a fundraiser for Chicago State Educators where I'm the president. We raised money to give high school seniors scholarships to Chicago State. I gave each trustee 4 tickets. That's only $200. Even though Trustee Zoli made, she gave me $500. I appreciate that, Ms. Trustee. But I just had a trustee this morning tell me, I said, I didn't get your check. He said, you will get one.
Hello.
This guy right here.
Be nice.
And I thank you, Mr. Buckler, for your check.
Sir,
Reverend Hatch.
Well, why don't we just have you wrap up then?
Oh, okay. Let me get off the. Okay, we know the decision been made in closed session that Paul will resign and you will appoint him as a leader. That's the deal made. I hope you don't let this Bruce Rudder bring his people in to control you.
Come on.
Sir, my name is Nicholas Goen. I don't know anything about you or your organization. I and my family donate multiple thousands of dollars to the University of Illinois, to the University of Illinois at Chicago, to multiple charities around this country. I'll be happy to release my tax returns. I don't know anything about your organization. Now, if you provide me a 501c3, I'll be happy to donate to you, and I'll be happy to donate to the CSU Foundation. But I'm not just going to have a gun held to my head and have some man who I've never met in my life act like I'm supposed to give him $200 of my money. I will be happy to donate to the CSU. I'm speaking. I'll be happy to donate to the CSU Foundation, and I already plan on doing so. So don't you dare tell me what I can and cannot do and what I do with my money. I donate several thousands of dollars of my hard-earned money and my children's hard-earned money. So don't you ever speak my name in this forum like that. My name is Nicholas Goen. If you have something to say to me, you speak to me privately. That's right. I said it this morning and I'll say it again. If you ask me again, I'll tell you. I will not give you a penny of my money. I will not have a gun held to my head to donate money to you.
Chairman Hatch, let's go ahead and move on.
Let me ask it. Just Mama T, thank you. Heard you on WVON this morning. Knew you were coming. Everybody, Mama T is here.
Mama T is here.
We have one more speaker.
We have any additional speakers?
Philip Beverly.
And let me just say this as Dr. Beverly comes. Let the speaker speak. I don't think we need a lot of commentary as he speaks. This is a university, and let's conduct ourselves accordingly and intelligently. Let me say this. Let me say this. We were asked to have the public speaking comment section in the beginning of the meeting out of respect for the process. Now, it would just fly in the face of anything that we want to represent and represent ourselves to be for have this degenerate into some kind of sideshow as if we're not intelligent people who can't follow a process that has speakers signed up to speak for 2 minutes who can speak without a lot of running commentary on what the person has said from all over the room. Now we're going to do that, and we're going to respect the speaker, and we're going to respect being a part of Chicago State University. That's what we're going to do. And all of us are part of the university now. All of our names, all of our reputations are tied into what we become as a university moving forward. I mean, so let's respect each other, and we appreciate Dr. Beverly will speak at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, trustees, council, how are you? Time is a mystery, apparently, because it's been a remarkable 79 days since your appointment to the new trustees on the board that you've been part of this organization. And I'm sure you found in that 79 days, leadership is hard. The decisions that you make are critical, and often you receive no thanks for your hours of, dare I say it, unpaid service. Unpaid service. So with that in mind, thank you for the past 79 days. The faculty, and like my colleague Dr. Rainovich, who can speak for the faculty, I will say that as the keepers of the institutional knowledge and, in my own humble opinion, wisdom, we remain committed to be in service to you and to the institution. Having been here 25 years, I probably know more about the institution than a lot of administrators do. The sooner that we shape ourselves into and operate like a traditional university, the sooner the rebirth of this university can take place. We can't continue with the interims and the ad hocs and the flying by the seat of our pants. If we're going to be a university, then we need to be a university. It feels like we're moving in that direction with your leadership. So in summary, thank you for your service. Thank you for making the hard choices, choices that faculty aren't always going to agree with, and we shouldn't. We shouldn't always agree with what you do, because that's what maintains the creative tension to make this better. So don't think that when we are critical that that's somehow personal. It's not. It's just us trying to maintain that tension that makes this the best place for our students that we can make it. Thank you, and Godspeed.
Mr. Chairman, that was the last speaker.
Okay, thank you all so much for, again, all of those who participated, all of you for taking our time to come. This is a special meeting that has been called, and it is for the handling of some very specific business. We will retire into executive session, and our time schedule is about 2 hours and 15 minutes. Hopefully we can hold it at schedule, just give us some idea of when we will return back in open session. That being said, Ms. Phillips, board, we will entertain a motion to retire to executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Yeah, that was it.